play something fast now.
Yeah, that did get a little quick there, good buddy. It sure did. Anyhow, I guess I better tell them a little folklore here, Jack. No, I better not tell that. These two old boys decided one weekend to go on a little adventure, and they went over to the next town. They had never been there before. And that night, they got down there with some friendly fellas in a bar and got knee-walking drunk. I mean, they got intoxified. Yeah, they did. Next morning, they was trying to sober up. One of the old boys had remembered to put him a little flat bottle in his back pocket, had a few drinks in it. And he took a drink out of that bottle, handed over to his buddy, and he says, "Buddy, do you remember anything about what we done last night?" And he says, "No, sir, buddy. I don't. My head hurts so bad I don't much care." He says, "Well, there's no telling what all we done. We might better find the preacher and get him to pray for us." "Well, do you know where the church is at?" He says, "No, sir, I don't, but we'll find it." They was going along up the street, and they turned the corner, and there was this big, pretty new building with a great big old door, you know. "That's the church right there," he says. Well, what it was as Andy Griffith says, it was the receiving door to a big hospital where they let the ambulance bring people right in there, you know, before they jump them out of there, right, get them into the emergency room right quick. They went up and beat on that door, and this lab technician was in such a hurry, thinking it was an emergency, to answer the door. He had a great big beaker of spent urine in his hand, and he runs to the door right quick and opened the door. And one of them looked at him, "That's the preacher. Look at that pretty uniform he's got. That's him right there. Let's get him to pray for us." And old boy realized when he asked them what they wanted, and they began to call him preacher, that they're still pretty tipsy, and he'd never get rid of them unless he went through some kind of a reasonable facsimile of being a preacher. So he says, "Well, come on in here, fellas." And he says, I'll pray for you, do the best I can." And he said, "May the good Lord bless you and forgive you of your sins." And then he looked at him and said, "Well, while I'm at it, I might as just well baptize you." He wet them down good with that, and they went on walking off down the street. And one of them looked over at the other one and said, "Hey, buddy, what denomination was that?" The other reached up and rubbed his wet hair. "God, I don't know. They must have been Episcopalians." Say what? I'll tell y'all a good one. This is not the other one should have followed this one, but I just thought of it, and I'll tell you one that happened to me for the truth. I was at a neighbor's house 7 or 8 years ago, and his little granddaughter thought a whole bunch of old Doc. I always loved children, and that little girl loved me a whole bunch. She was about 6 then, or 7, and she come and climbed up on my lap and give my neck a big old hug and says, "Doc, I love you a whole bunch." And I said, "Honey, when I get real old and ugly, will you still love me?" And she studied a minute. "I love you now, don't I?" I should tell one on Jack, but I guess better not. Fact is, I don't know any real funny tale. I'll tell you one thing. He can break dance if you give him a few drinks.
Takes more than a few. Huh?
Oh, you'd had more than a few that night, huh?
I'm afraid.
Jack, let's do him a train song right here and get away from this foolishness. Let's do him one it's a recently written train song about the old-fashioned trains that had them pretty whistles on them. A song that an old boy, I believe he drives a truck, Timmy Jett, lives over near Raleigh, North Carolina. This was on an album that done a right nice thing for old Doc and the boys that picked on it with me. It won a Grammy. It was a bluegrass album called Riding the Midnight Train, and this song is called